This is the StarQuest headline update for the week ending December 14th, 2018. Brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. I'm Don Bethanelli. Just what every Star Wars fan needs under the Christmas tree is a set of customized computer keyboard caps. The Galactic Empire keycap set looks like it came from a computer in the Death Star in gray, red, and white, and the lettering on them is even in Aurabesh, the official written language of Star Wars. But these keycaps don't come cheap at $250. That's just for the keycaps, not for the keyboard. And it unfortunately won't be ready for Christmas 2018. Maybe for next year. The new Captain Picard Star Trek series is coming, but not until at least the end of 2019. A top CBS executive broke the news during a speech at a conference earlier this month, as he also mentioned that Star Trek Discovery begins in January. SpaceX and NASA are working together toward a future Mars mission, as a recent Dragon trip to the International Space Station carried an experiment to test ways to store and move liquid gases that would be important as fuel on future long-duration trips. Pope Francis has an ambitious 2019 planned, with trips on the slate now for February to Abu Dhabi, into Bulgaria and Macedonia in May. The Abu Dhabi trip will include the first papal mass celebrated on the Arabian Peninsula, while the trip to Macedonia will see him stop in Skopje, where Mother Teresa was born. Pope Francis had previously announced trips in 2019 to Panama for World Youth Day, as well as Morocco and the United Arab Emirates. He's also considering visits to Madagascar and Japan. Praying the Liturgy of the Hours, also known as the Breviary or the Divine Office, on a smartphone or tablet, has become very popular for both clergy and laity. By the way, you can also pray it using the PrayStation Portable podcast from SQPN. But Monsignor Charles Pope, a priest of the Washington, D.C. Archdiocese, asked in a recent blog post whether something sacred is lost by not praying from a printed book. Do we lose something sacred when praying from a phone that can also be used to play games or do other activities? What do you think? What did the real Santa, St. Nicholas of Myra, actually look like? Facial reconstruction artists working from x-rays and photographs of the saint's skull have created a new modern image of St. Nick that looks surprisingly similar to early icons of the bishop. Take a look at the link and let us know if you agree. The little town of Mundal, Norway is beautiful but mainly unremarkable except for one thing. It's a book lover's dream. According to one travel magazine, Mundal has more books than people, which makes it the Norwegian book town. In fact, while the town has 280 residents, the various secondhand bookstores, not to mention all the various scattered secondhand book locations, hold about 150,000 books total. As remote as Mundal is, accessible only in summer and only by boat, it actually sounds like a dream vacation. It's a Wonderful Life is one of the most well-known Christmas movies, but is it also a science fiction fantasy movie? That's the question asked by the IO9 sci-fi website. After all, the heartwarming story of George Bailey features a kind of time travel, an alternate reality, and supernatural beings. Or should we just see it as a religious miracle movie? What do you think? In the trailer for the upcoming Doctor Who New Year's special, we see the 13th Doctor, played by Jodie Whittaker, sporting a colorful new scarf, which has longtime fans all a-Twitter over the possible connections to 4th Doctor Tom Baker and his iconic scarf. Now the show's producer has explained the inspiration behind the scarf as happening almost by accident, based on a gift of the same scarf made to one of the show's crew. They liked it so much they got one for the Doctor. Guillermo del Toro is revisiting the fictional locale he created for his Netflix animated series Troll Hunters, and a new series for Netflix arriving next week. Three Below, Tales of Arcadia, is the story of the three aliens hiding out in Arcadia from an intergalactic coup and alien assassins. Another related series set in Arcadia is set for sometime next year as well. Del Toro said we can expect to see fun crossovers between the series. Now that Netflix has canceled Marvel's Luke Cage, Iron Fist, and Daredevil series, can we expect to see them on the upcoming Disney streaming service soon? Well, not until 2020 at the earliest, if at all. That's because Disney's original agreement with Netflix said the characters from the shows could not appear in any non-Netflix series or films for at least 2 years after cancellation. So fans will have to wait to see if they can get more of the Defenders. And that's the StarQuest headline update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every week at sqpn.com/headlines. And if you can help SQPN in our nonprofit mission to explore the intersection between faith and pop culture, please visit sqpn.com/give. Thank you so much. I'm Dom Bettinelli.